T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good Friday morning. I'm Lee Harris in the newsroom. We have Glenn Schuck and John Montone out in the field this morning covering New York and environs for you. Well, New York City public school students have basically been given a pass to skip school today so they can take part in the school strike for climate movement. And since it's going to be a very nice day, partly sunny, a high around 80, and it's Friday, we can expect a goodly many of them will exercise this option. Organizers of the movement would like them to be in Foley Square for a big rally they're going to have to exert pressure on world leaders ahead of the UN climate summit next week. And 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck is already there. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Goodly many. I like that, by the way. That's good. And Mayor de Blasio is also giving himself a pass today from work. He'll be out here as well. What they're calling the climate strike here in Foley Square, Lee, assembling around noon. Now, these will be hours of protest, in fact, that'll be ending with more rallies in Battery Park. So this will probably not wrap up till 6-7 o'clock tonight. Now, the goal, they say, to pressure governments worldwide to address what's being called climate crisis. And one of the youth organizers we'll hear from here is Eliza Petrovosa.
I hope that this really is talked about inside of the United Nations. That's why we're doing this, in order for everyone to really hear what is happening and hear it directly from the youth.
She sounds very earnest.
Indeed. Well, she hopes the turnout inspires a conversation with the UN, and this is going on worldwide today, these protests, Lee. Now, again, to show support, we want to mention the New York City public schools are excusing these absences here for thousands of high schoolers who come out on this nice day to skip class to be here. But teachers, they're not going to be too happy about this. They are not excused. The school's chancellor, Mr. Carranza, saying that would be too disruptive. So students, yes. Teachers, no. Thousands expected, and we will be here.
All right. Be interesting to see how many kids show up and how many kids just take the pass.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to monitor that exactly, but they did this for the gun protests last year, so they're going to do it again. There are critics, though, who say if this was an issue like abortion in New York City, would they allow students out of school for that? Again, that's a debate for another time. Again, there'll be a big crowd here for sure, and we'll be here.
1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck live from Foley Square. Well, a man who was living in Morristown is accused of working for Hezbollah on a plan to attack New York. One of his targets, allegedly, the George Washington Bridge, and John Montone is there. Just goes to show you don't know what people are thinking of when they're walking around the city, John.
No, you don't. In fact, Police Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill says that 42-year-old Alexei Saab of Morristown was acting in a covert manner on the streets of the city, scouting his targets for Hezbollah, sending them information on the structural weaknesses of the potential terror targets, such as the George Washington Bridge. Now, looking at the span this morning, just as traffic is starting to pick up, you realize this is the world's busiest motor vehicle bridge. 300,000 cars, trucks, and buses a day, over 100 million per year. So the idea, according to the feds, was to inflict maximum death and destruction.
I've seen a picture of this guy. He's up on our website, and he just looks totally ordinary. There's nothing about him that says Hezbollah particularly. And so, again, it's a little bit frightening that people walking around the city, and there are millions and millions of us here, just could be thinking, thoughts like these.
Yeah, and not only thinking, but apparently, according to the indictment, snapping cell phone photos and videos of targets, and these are big targets. In addition to this bridge, the area tunnels, Empire State Building, Times Square, also the Washington Monument and Fenway Park. So this guy was really thinking big. Now, he can do no harm where he is right now. The FBI and NYPD's Joint Terrorism Task Force collared him, put him in prison back on July 9th.
All right, John Montone live at the GWB, one of the alleged targets in this plot. The Apple Store on Fifth Avenue is reopening today after a massive remodeling job just in time to sell the iPhone 11. The store will be open 24 hours a day, just like before, and you can find people in there shopping at 3 in the morning. I've done it. Apple CEO Tim Cook is going to be on hand for the grand reopening. Well, this 72-year-old man was just minding his own business, working in his yard in Maywood, New Jersey, enjoying what he put together for himself, when suddenly he felt a sharp pain in his back. Turned out to be a raccoon biting him.
I didn't want to reach back to his fur. I was strong enough to get under it and flip it. And it went back, and then it started coming back at me. That's when I threw a bucket at him.
He talked to CBS 2. The raccoon chased some kids and adults around, then it bit an 82-year-old man. Cops found it trying to get into a house in Maywood. It was scratching at the window. They tased it, but the raccoon seemed utterly unaffected by that. Later, they tried to shoot it, but they missed somehow. In the end, the raccoon was captured alive. It's being tested for rabies, which it kind of seems like it might have. If you like books, there's a big book festival in Brooklyn this weekend.
It's 13 stages, 300 authors from over 20 countries. All around the world, they come into Brooklyn. We have every genre, poetry, graphic novels, fiction, nonfiction, and just some of everything for everyone, photography, chefs, etc.
That is Carolyn Greer. She's the co-producer of the Brooklyn Book Festival, which takes place in 13 different locations. You can get the list and more info at brooklynbookfestival.org. Finally, a guy who was arrested in Manhattan last month for racist attacks on random people is blaming Eli Manning. Todd Lyons told police at the time of his arrest, quote, "This is Eli Manning's fault. He is sending white crackers to beat me up." Lyons also told the cops that he never assaulted anyone. As for the one attack that was caught on video, he said that one was in self-defense. In court yesterday, he requested to act as his own attorney. The judge instead ordered a mental competency exam. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.